The Woodpecker's Bank. One winter, Mary and Peter wanted to have a feeding table in their yard for the birds. "I'll show you how to make one," said their father. So they all worked on it every evening until it was done. The feeding table had a wide roof to keep off the snow and rain. Peter put it up near the window so that Mary and he could watch the birds. Every morning, the children put small pieces of bread on the feeding table. Then, they sat at the window and watched the chickadees, blue jays, and other birds come for their breakfast. One of the birds that came every day was a woodpecker. He was a pretty black and white bird with a red head. The children found out something about this woodpecker. When he flew away from the feeding table, he always took some food with him. One morning, Mary was watching the woodpecker when he flew away from the feeding table.
"Oh, Peter," she called, "I know where the woodpecker takes his crumbs."
"Where?" asked Peter. "To the roof of the garage," said Mary.
"I just saw him carry one up there and push it into a crack."
"How strange," said Peter. "That is not a strange thing for him to do," said Father. "Woodpeckers use holes in trees for their nests, and they often hide food in holes and cracks. This woodpecker wants to keep some of his crumbs until he's hungry."
"Oh, I see," said Peter. "He saves crumbs just as Mary and I save money in our banks. The crack in our garage roof is his bank."
For some time, the children watched the busy woodpecker carrying crumbs from the feeding table. He pushed each little piece of bread into the crack with his bill. Then he flew up into a tall tree and looked around. All at once, a blue jay flew to the roof of the garage and began to dig out the woodpecker's crumbs with his bill.
"Look, Mary," Peter said. "A blue jay has found the woodpecker's bank."
"Oh, dear," said Mary.
"That bad old blue jay will take all the woodpecker's crumbs from his bank."
But the woodpecker was watching his bank from the top of the tall tree. He saw the blue jay down below, taking his crumbs, and he grew very angry. Down came the woodpecker with a loud, fierce cry. He flew at the blue jay and frightened him away. How Mary and Peter laughed at the angry woodpecker.
"He got there just in time to save his bank," said Peter.